welcome to another edition of Culture Connection. This is your host, Brother Malcolm, and I do count it such a privilege and honor to always be with you on any given week. So thank you so much for your support. The past few weeks we've been writing online, and I thank you all for just checking in and giving your thoughts and just your love. Always appreciate your love. Today is really is a somber day for me. I had the pleasure of attending the homegoing services of one of the greatest radio broadcasters in gospel music, and really, in my estimation, in radio broadcast history, that of the homegoing service of Ms. Edna E. Tatum, also known as The Voice. And I wanted this week's Culture Connection to really focus on her and how she impacted my life. Many people may not know this, but I had an incredible opportunity to intern on her show, Gospel Classics, on KPFK 90.7 FM, Pacifica Radio, about 2 or 3 years ago. And it happened like this. Ms. Tatum always supported the community and had a section of her program where she would make announcements, similar to like the Black church fashion, where the announcements clerk would come up and tell everyone what's going on in the community and what's happening that week at church. She did a similar segment like that on her two-hour program, and she usually devoted about 5 to 7 minutes for that. And I was going up to, I wanted to get my my choir's program announced, and so I thought the best way to do that would be to interface with her directly as opposed to just dropping off some information for her, because she gets tons of mail. And so in order to do that, that meant I had to meet her at the radio station. And ladies and gentlemen, this woman for over 2 decades committed to arriving at the KPFK studios in Studio City for 20-plus years at 5:45 a.m. every Sunday morning. 5:30. And her show went on at 6 a.m. And when I met her, I knew my life would be changed forever, because there was such grace about her. And there was such love that reminded me of the old grandmothers and aunties and ancestors that just really embraced youth, embraced the future that was Black youth. Just something about her loved on me immediately, and I myself attached to her. And I was so grateful, because after that moment, I asked her if I could basically be her intern. And I became her intern on the show for several months. And I got to watch a master, ladies and gentlemen, a master in radio broadcast. She would start the show every morning with a beautiful, meditative worship song. And then she would just literally craft the atmosphere on the radio into praise. And she would put on a praise song that sort of was like getting people out of their bed, because basically her show was from 6 to 8, so people were waking up to go to church. And every morning she would do this. She would put on a real fast, upbeat song. And halfway through the song, she would go, she would say, "Good morning, this is Edna Tatum," and blah, 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 blah. And she'd do her old intro. And then at the end of it, she would always say, "Now, you know what I need you to do? I need you to get up, get up, get up." And then she would raise the volume of the song. And you would just be like, wow. It was just so masterful to hear her create an atmosphere of praise, but it was so crafted and it was so curated. And to watch her every Sunday, I was just blown away, because she did it with such ease. And she was old school. She didn't have an engineer. She was the engineer. So she would have all of her CDs, her records, her tapes. She used almost everything in the space except for all the digital equipment, because the radio station obviously, you know, had tons of digital output. You could put in a USB cord and a USB, connect to a USB port and have your whole show already recorded or upload songs. But she would literally do every record, every CD, and it was ordered, and she would do her homework prior to the broadcast, and she would come and she would stack it. And it was just it was amazing. And so I was working for a few months, and I had to observe for a while, obviously. And then she let me start entering the songs in the playlist so that folks could see what was being played. And then eventually she let me help with the prayer call line. And something took me away from KPFK, and I can't remember why I had to leave. I don't know if it was, I think it was, I had a shift in my life, and I ended up not being able to go on Sundays. And I hadn't talked to Ms. Tatum in a while, and I think we had gotten on Facebook for a moment and checked in. But last week, I found out that she had passed, and I took such a pause because, one, someone who had had such a profound effect on me in such a short amount of time was gone. And, you know, being a Christian, and she was too, we all know that we're going to see each other again, but that earthly physical body, that physical form was no more. And it took me out a little bit for a moment. I almost was in denial. I didn't even talk about it for a day because someone called me and said, "Why didn't you tell me?" And I said, "I didn't know." And so today, I had the privilege of, this week, I had the privilege of attending her homegoing celebration, and it was just done in high class. She would have appreciated, I don't know if she would have appreciated the 4-hour length, but that's how much she was loved, that she had dignitaries, clergy. The Gospel Music Workshop of America was her home. The gospel music broadcasters were her colleagues. And to see Mount Moriah Baptist Church filled to the rafters with people who love one individual and whose career and life had touched so many people was truly, truly beautiful. I just want to say personally that I'm going to miss Miss Tatum, and I'm going to miss her integrity. I'm going to miss her love. I'm going to miss her laughter. I'm going to miss her cracking jokes when we were waiting for people to call in and people getting rowdy, waiting to get their prayer call. I'm going to miss her tenacity, her engagement with the community. I'm just going to miss a jewel that we've lost. One of the preachers today said we, like Elijah, we have a profound loss that we are mourning. And so I'm so grateful for her work. And what better way to close this week's Culture Connection than with the very, very piece that for some made her so well known, but truly, truly was the greatest testament of her life. I leave you today's Culture Connection with Miss Edna E. Tatum's Praise God.
When you enter life apart from God and His grace, that's isolation. When God comes to see you, that's visitation. When He unveils the mysteries of eternity, that's revelation. When you think of His marvelous goodness, that's meditation. When you expect to see Him, that's anticipation. When you feel His Spirit moving in your heart, that's motivation. When you share in kingdom building, that's participation. When you tell of His goodness and His mercy, that's recitation. When you glorify and praise Him, that's celebration. And when all of these belong to your experience, you can't help but to shout, "Oh, you may or may not do it the way others do it, but you'll do something. You'll open up. You will let go. You'll give vent to the Spirit. You'll let the overflow flow. You may not jump up and down, but you'll shed a tear. You may not cry, but you'll pat a foot. You may not pat a foot, but you'll clap your hands. Something will happen. Something will move you. Something will touch you. And you'll feel something. So you can say, praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise God that spoke to Mother's Earth, and she dressed up in a green garment. He rolled this terrestrial ball into space, baptized it with a liquid mist, laid out the green carpet on the earth, tacked it down with daffodils, snapdragons, lilies, roses, and trees. He ordered a variety of blooming flowers and transfigured it into marvelous attraction. Praise God, the one that deferred the counsel of the Holy Trinity and organized an angelic host to furnish music while the glory of his Father flooded the hills of Bethlehem, stepped on a heavily made airplane and rolled down in a low ground of Sarah, leaped into the Virgin Mary and was born one day in the city of David, wrapped in swaddling clothes and laid in a manger. Praise God, who makes me walk like I'm rich and I don't have to have a dime in the bank. Praise God, who allows me to sleep on a pillow of peace and a cushion of confidence. He opens doors that no man can shut, and if I'm running a little late, he'll hold them open until I get there. Praise God. He's our rock, our strength, our hope, our guide, our peace, our life, our salvation, our Lord, our Savior, our all in all. Praise God, who said to the triune, let us make man. And the word let went into action, and God stooped down, gathered dust together, piled it up in the earth, molded it, and made it like he wanted it. And when he was satisfied with that he had made with his own hand, he stood it up, breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. This is why we praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We praise your name. You're worthy.